Daniel Sehafer with the folks there at American Legion. So hopefully we've got the commander on the line. Are you with us, sir?
Yes, Bill.
How are you today? Hope you're doing well.
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic.
I'm glad to have you on to talk about two very important things. One is we're getting set for Armed Forces Day, which is a week from tomorrow. And, of course, Memorial Day. We were just talking about the fact that our Post 7 here hosts the Memorial Day parade every year and then a big 4th of July celebration with fireworks. So really love what folks do in the American Legion. My dad was a member. He was in World War II, so he was in the Legion for a good long time. But we're talking about something that's very serious here, and that is suicide among veterans. Give us an idea of the scope of the problem and what we can do to be part of the solution.
Yes, thanks, Bill, for bringing that up. And, you know, and sometimes people want to, it's like, ooh, this is a pretty heavy topic. And I think just bringing that awareness, and it's okay not to be okay is really the message that we're bringing forward. But this is a problem. When you have 135,000 veterans taking their lives, and that is more veterans dying by their own hand than all of the combined deaths from Vietnam to present.
Wow.
You know, and the thing is, you know, vets are 50% more likely to take their own life, to do this suicide than others. So that is definitely an alarm, you know, a crisis that we're seeing. And that follow-up is that's why we have embraced not just a campaign or a catchy slogan or some kind of a cool word here together, but really a mission. And for us here at the American Legion, we are embracing Be the One. Be the one to save one. That is definitely our priority.
I think we all know a veteran, either from Vietnam. There's still some Korean veterans around, and just a handful of World War II, but especially in the most recent conflicts of the past 20 years. My brother-in-law did a turn of duty overseas during that. He was part of the Guard, and his daughter is actually in the military, and she's been over, and she's going to be shipping out again, I think, pretty soon. But how we know these people, but how can we reach out to them? Is it just checking in with them, making sure that that we're keeping in touch? Are there other things that we can do?
Oh, that's a great question, Bill, because that's something that we have also embraced, and that even the VA has now taken part of our program, really our program, and put it into their system as well. And that's what we call buddy checks. That is huge, Bill, and community out there listening. And that is exactly it. It's that communication. It's reaching out to those veterans because sometimes, you know, they have each other, right? And the minute they are discharged, it's almost like, well, they're done, right? The mission's done.
Yeah.
And then those walls start popping up and sometimes they get lonely and there's not that routine anymore. And I'm not saying that this is, you know, the magic wand or the pill and, hey, we fix that and everything's okay. But it's that community, and that's what we want to bring out to our veterans and to the communities and everyone. That we're not just a little club sitting on the corner. We are way more than that. So the times that I've been speaking is talking about our organization, really talking about our family, is that we change lives and we save lives. That is definitely our mission. That's why we're embracing this. That's why we're taking those major steps. We want to be the largest veterans organization in the world to be trained in this. Because when I talk about those numbers, 135,000, that's serious.
And that's staggering.
Since,
it really is.
Exactly. And we have 12,000 posts. We have nearly 3 million members within our family, our auxiliary, our sons, you know, our legionnaires, our riders, the whole family. We're a big resource. And I know with training and reaching out and caring, and as we talk about, we're asking those hard questions, we're listening, we're reaching out, we can make a difference. We really can.
So, you know, and that's the thing I think we need to do as we close this out is how can people in the community like yours truly, or how can veterans who may not be involved with the Legion, how can they reach out to be able to use those resources and to be able to help others who may be struggling?
Yeah, so one thing that we do have the website, you know, betheone.org. People can reach out, look out on there and see about resources. They can even tap into our training as well, or even better yet, be a part of our family. Just like, you know, you said your dad, it's a community. It's really a family, and like I said, we have so many posts. Plug into a post, you know, and you can be involved as you wish. I mean, just being a member, don't have to go to meetings, don't have to do all the things, but being a part of that, you know, you can be a part of a bigger thing where we talk about changing lives and saving lives. But Legion.org, learn more about our family. It's amazing.
Thank you so much for being with us today, sir. I really appreciate it and wish you all the best and look forward to maybe connecting again before your term is done so we can talk a little bit more about what's going on with the Legion.
Absolutely, Bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. American Legion National Commander Daniel C. Hafer with us this morning talking about veteran suicide. Be the one. BeTheOne.org. Check that website out. And be the one. 135,000. That just blows my mind. Yeah, it really is. It's a very sad number. And if we can all reach out and that buddy system, it can really work. And I know that it's more of a challenge, I think, sometimes for people who have not served or been in a combat situation or just been in to be able to understand. So, you know, but we can all reach out. So, you know,
absolutely.
Veterans out there, if you know somebody else, one of your buddies, stay in touch with them. You guys keep each other strong. You did that. You did that when you were in service together. You need to do it when you're not. And I'll tell you what, these folks, especially the ones in the American Legion, they wanted to serve their country, and they keep doing that. All sorts of things. Like we've got the parade going on. They have a lot of projects that go on and a lot of things that they do in the community, and really appreciate the way our veterans continue to serve after they've finished, quote, their service. They never really finish. Yeah, it really is a calling for them. It really is. We're at 8:52. We're 8 minutes.